Ramayana Aranyakanda Part 4, Agastya Muni and Jatayu. When Ram entered Agastya Rishi's ashram, sitting places were prepared and they were provided with a suitable welcome. After finishing their meal, Agastya presented Ram with a bow of Lord Vishnu that had been constructed by Vishvakarma, along with two inexhaustible quivers from Lord Indra, as well as an infallible arrow and a gold inlaid sword from Lord Brahma. Then, turning to Sita, Agastya praised her. "You have earned eternal glory by voluntarily accepting such hardship for the sake of your husband. This is especially meritorious, because it has been the nature of women since the dawn of creation to love a man only for as long as he is prosperous." Thereafter, Ram asked Agastya to suggest a place for their residence, and after some contemplation, the Rishi recommended that they go to Panchavati, which was 16 miles away, near the banks of the river Godavari. Then, just before Ram's departure, Agastya confided, "I already know about your entire life by dint of my yogic perception, which has been enhanced by my love for you." After leaving the Rishi's ashram, traveling on the way to Panchavati, Ram, Sita and Lakshman came upon Jatayu, the gigantic king of the vultures. Thinking at first that he may be a Rakshasa, Ram inquired about Jatayu's identity. But with mild words, Jatayu replied, "My dear child, I was a good friend of your father, Dasharatha. Long ago, Kasyapa married 8 daughters of Daksha, and from Vinata, Aruna was born, and from Tamasa, Sieni took birth. So I am the son of Aruna and his wife Sieni, and my name is Jatayu. Oh, my dear Ram, please accept me as your sincere servant. And since there are many fierce Rakshasas inhabiting this forest, whenever you and Lakshman leave your cottage, I will watch over Sita." Because of Jatayu's previous relationship with Dasharatha, Ram respectfully bowed to Jatayu. The Vulture King then accompanied them to Panchavati, keeping a watchful eye the entire time. Arriving at Panchavati, Ram selected a suitable site for building their cottage. "It will be good to make our residence at a site near a lake or river, for water and greenery together create the ideal scenic beauty." Ram selected a site near the banks of the Godavari and an adjacent lake beautifully adorned with pink and blue lotus flowers. The land was flat, giving an unobstructed view of the entire area. The cries of swan and waterfowl could be heard from the river, along with those of peacocks echoing from caves of the nearby hills. After building a suitable cottage there, they consecrated it with flower offerings, and Ram, Sita, and Lakshman happily entered.